When Pastor Rob invited me to speak tonight, it was kind of interesting his timing, how the Lord prompted Rob's heart to invite me to preach, because for the first time in about 4 or 5 years, I've been going through the worst back problems I've had since I know when. It's really great to be a part of a healing service. For my wife's sake, I hope that I get healed, because she knows how grumpy I get when I'm in pain all the time. She's been very, very good to me in spite of that. On the way over here, the Lord, I believe, gave me a scripture to share with you tonight, and many of you probably know it by memory. Romans 12, verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. You know, I felt very unqualified. When I was thinking about this passage out of Romans 12, it says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. The first thought that came to my mind was, sometimes the healing that we need, whether we're Christian or we're not a Christian, is to have our minds renewed. Pardon the expression, but we need to have our brains washed, you know? And I grew up in the church. My parents had me on a pew when I was just an infant. So I've been around learning scripture, singing the hymns, and leading worship as long as I've been able to do that. I went through a period early in my adulthood where my brain was not being renewed. It needed to be transformed. It needed to be cleaned up. I was dwelling on negative things, commiserating with past experiences where I was hurt or where I felt life had dealt me just a cruel blow. And we could do that whole pity, self-pitying party kind of thing. I was in a band that was not a Christian band, and we were playing in a lot of dark places. We were playing in places where a sense of worldliness and evil was really very prevalent. And my mind was being crowded with these thoughts, death kind of thoughts, you know, thoughts that just were not uplifting and not edifying. Even though I was a Christian and I was exposed to this, and it insidiously started permeating my brain and causing me to be very depressed and to think very negative and very unproductive, unliving, not abundant life living kinds of things. Thank the Lord for a godly wife. Thank the Lord for godly parents and godly grandparents, because through their prayers, the Lord took me on a series of events which would be not what I would have chosen. Many of you know my testimony. While I was in the midst of that kind of thing, we were coming out of a gig one night, and 5 guys pulled up as we were walking to our car to load up our equipment and decided that they had just beat the heck out of us, and left us there. And in the process of that, I felt God really got my attention. When you've been violated like that and you go through a severe depression, it does get your attention. You really do need to look to the Lord and say, okay, Lord, where am I? I want to remind you, I was a Christian at the time. As a matter of fact, the moment I had people on top of me, kicking me in the head and the shoulders, I said, Lord, help me. And I honestly thought, this is my last few moments on this planet. I accepted the fact that I was a goner. The Lord spared me, and he spared me in a very merciful way, even though the real pain was yet to come, because in the next, I would say, 4 years, I went through the worst depression I ever went through in my life. I don't know if you've experienced something like that, but when you have, you don't trust anyone. You're always watching over your shoulder. Every time you're approached in the night, you just kind of go into a panic. But the Lord did speak to me in that. I mean, I found myself weeping on my knees every morning for the next, I don't know how many months. Went to a Christian counselor. She gave me many good scriptures. This was God's way of working towards transforming my mind, renewing my mind.